Hello?
Hello.
Hello, my name is Alex, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions about concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Like I said, I'm gonna ask you just some quick questions, okay? Just one moment. Now, first question, in which of the following, in which state are you registered to vote?
In New York City.
New
Corona,
York
Queens.
City, thank you. New York City, awesome. Just to make sure, in what year were you born?
I am 1967.
1967, thank you. Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50 and 50, or do you think you won't vote?
Oh, I will vote. Definitely, I have to vote.
Okay. If you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Oh, the country is fucked up right now. We need somebody
to fix
the country.
But what is the main, like, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country?
The most important issue is they have to start with us all these criminal things in the country, you know? And the economy, they got to fix the economy.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many other, many people, did you skip that one?
I skipped that one for me.
Oh, okay. Now, and thinking again about, let's see. Okay, and thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Oh, no, definitely. For Joe Biden, definitely, I don't vote for him. Definitely. No questions about it.
Okay. Now, some people...
He's doing a terrible job.
Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Now, regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there's no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. Okay, now, Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I gotta see.
Okay, but what would be the scale for Donald Trump from 0 to 100? Remember, a rating with 0 meaning there's no chance you will vote for them, and 100 meaning you will definitely vote for them.
For anybody. You ask me a specific question.
It's like what would be the chances? It's like what would be the chances from 0 to 100 that you will vote for Donald Trump?
If I will vote for Donald Trump, okay. But that, I think, is a private for who I'm going to bot. You know, I can't tell nobody who I'm going to bot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I know. No. I definitely understand.
So that,
but the question is, just what would
so
be...
I will vote when I go over there. I know for who I'm going to vote. But definitely, I will not vote for Joe Biden. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Donald Trump, you said you have no opinion or something. Okay? Like I'm asking, remember, this, regardless of who you plan to vote for,
Let me ask you something. For who you will vote? You can tell me for who you're going
to vote? No, honestly, I probably will not. I'm not sure that I'm going to be voting on these elections, okay? But the question is, okay, so let's say Donald Trump, from 0 to 100, what will be the chances that you will vote for Donald Trump, then we'll move to Joe Biden?
That's what I say. I gotta see if they come some other candidates. I gotta see for who we're going to vote. Who is the best, you know?
Okay. And what would you think about Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
Oh, Joe Biden! I told you I never will vote for him again because I don't like what he's doing right now.
Okay, not a problem. Now, next question. Thinking about the elections this November, okay? Thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I don't know, too. I gotta see. Because my neighborhood is bad too, you know. It's a lot of things that they can do right now. They don't fix. It's a lot of, you know, vendors, a lot of people on the streets, stuff like that. It's very bad. The situation is back now in the '80s, you know, when it was a very bad situation. Now they're stealing the cars. They do nothing. What I think now, those people who run the city too, they don't do a good job. So definitely they have to change them, you know?
Okay, I understand. Now, well, if the election, let's see. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide, like right now, to which candidate would you lean? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Okay. For now, I think I will take a Republican candidate.
The Republican candidate? Okay. And if the election for United States Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Mike Sapricon or Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand?
We vote for Christian, for the Democrat there, for that, because I like the candidate.
Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand?
Yes, I will vote for her.
Okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
For the immigration, I will trust more Donald Trump about that.
Okay, Donald Trump. Much more or somewhat more?
Much more. Because now the Republicans, you know, when they take the House, they say they're going to do this, that for immigration. They open the border. The border now is out of control. And they got so many crimes, you know, those people, they come now, you know, they pay them for the hotel, they pay food, and for the American people, they don't want to help. They don't do nothing for the American people. So, I don't know how they work
now,
the politics.
Okay. Now, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates. Do you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
Say one more time the question.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation rates.
Okay.
So you will strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree to that statement?
I strongly disagree now about that.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. You strongly disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree to that statement.
Some agreed about that. They should give the documentation work illegal, you know.
Make okay, these guys somewhat work, agree it, or make, strongly...
Agree. Some got agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree to
Sangwang agreed.
Okay. President Biden, next statement says, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. You strongly agree. You strongly disagree, somewhat agree to that statement.
I strongly disagree.
Now, next one. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouse who are American citizens. So you strongly agree to that statement.
So what agreed?
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kind of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. The first one. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree about that.
You agree. Okay, and is that a strongly agree or disagree?
I strongly agree. They should check these guys.
Somewhat agree or disagree. Okay, you agree. Now, is that somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
I'm sorry. Okay, now, next one. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. So, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree with that.
Do you agree, somewhat or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Okay, the next. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants. For most who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. You Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
I'm agreeing with that.
You somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Next one. If President Biden, with a 50% of the survey, we're almost done, okay? Now, right. The next says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
I'm agree with that.
You somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm somewhat agree about that.
You somewhat agree, that's what you said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would you make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election? Okay. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. If the President Biden enacted that program, would that make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024 election, or would you make no difference one way or the other? So is that much more less likely or somewhat more less likely?
Less likely.
Less likely is that, less likely. Okay.
No, because it's already too late what he did. He don't do nothing, you know. He should take care of those problems before. But
is that less likely, much less likely, or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Next, a program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Is that much or less likely?
Much likely.
Much likely is that. Let's see. Is that more likely, you said, or is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
So much likely.
Much more likely, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, that's what I tried to say.
Okay. Next, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Is that less likely or more likely?
Less likely.
Is that much less likely, somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay.
You finish because I'm getting tired already.
I'm sorry?
You finish the question because you're talking about immigration a lot.
Yes, those are the questions. We're almost done. Let's see. We're almost at 60% of the survey, okay? We're almost done. So I know there are a lot of questions, but your opinions are really important, okay? Now, a program, the next one, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Is that less likely or more likely?
More likely.
Is that somewhat or much more, somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Now, a program that keeps family together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers...
I'm getting tired already for this question about immigration. I want to resume at one point. The Joe Biden, he screwed the country. He letting the immigrants come in like for nothing. They can come like criminals, they come everything. He should check before they bring all those guys over here. He opened the doors like for like crazy. That's all I can say, because, you know, we can go so long with those questions and, you know, I got to go to work. So, I got to see for who I vote. Thank you so much. All right? Have a wonderful night, sir.
Is there any chance that I can probably give you a call back later or maybe tomorrow?
Maybe tomorrow you can give me a call. Yeah, maybe tomorrow morning you can call me about like 10, 11 o'clock.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll
thank you, sir. Have a good night.
All right.
All right.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.